Community Action Partnership Poverty Simulation in Jamestown, Community Input Meeting for Outdoor Court Project near Track. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Poverty remains a serious situation for one out of every nine families in North Dakota. Community Action Partnership North Dakota, or CAPND, conducts poverty simulations to large groups for educational purposes. These simulations provide participants experience and understanding of what it might be like to live in a typical low-income family trying to survive month to month in North Dakota.
This is an opportunity for people to experience life in the shoes of actual community action clients, people who have at one time in their life brushed up against experiencing poverty, and they've agreed to share their story with us.
Andrea Olson is the executive director for the State Association. The poverty simulation has been scheduled for April 4th in Jamestown. A public input meeting has been scheduled for community members to give their thoughts on an outdoor court project at the Two Rivers Activity Center. Jamestown Parks and Recreation Director Amy Walters says they would like to invite the community to participate in the input meeting regarding the construction of outdoor courts at Meidinger Splash Park. The project concept includes the addition of 6 pickleball courts, 3 sand volleyball courts, and 2 bocce ball courts. The input meeting will take place at the Two Rivers Activity Center in the multi-purpose room on Thursday, March 31st at 4:30 p.m. and is open to the public. And a 26-year-old Bismarck man was arrested for the murder of a 22-year-old man Wednesday morning in an apartment complex parking lot. Police responded to reports of gunshots in the area of Hawkins Street in Northwest Bismarck. They found the 22-year-old man dead of an apparent gunshot wound. A witness told police that 26-year-old Kylie Riley shot the man from the window of a Chevy pickup. Riley was later arrested after a traffic stop. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news anytime, follow us on Twitter at News Dakota.